This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. For the second time this week, a large crowd demonstrated at a closed-door school board meeting in Mesa County's largest school district. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The demonstrations were in response to the conservative-led school board's recent announcement that legal counsel would help it review several administrators' contracts, including the incoming superintendents. The board says it does not intend to fire anyone, but community member Maria Perez Chavez still worries about the future.
I feel like they're using language that says, like, today they're not going to, and yesterday they weren't going to, but who knows about the next meeting and the next.
Perez Chavez is especially concerned with keeping the district's director of equity and inclusion and says it's important for her little sister, who's primarily Spanish-speaking and has Down syndrome. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Democratic leadership at the state capitol is set for a reshuffling. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Senate President Leroy Garcia will leave the legislature later this month to take a job at the Pentagon. Democrats in the chamber have picked Majority Leader Steve Fenberg to take his place.
I don't take myself too seriously, but I take the job very seriously. This is the honor of my life to serve in this role.
Fenberg, age 38, represents Boulder. The president runs the body's day-to-day business. Senator Dominic Moreno is set to replace Fenberg in his current job as majority leader. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Around the state at this hour, it is 57 in Denver, 50 in Colorado Springs, 49 for Fort Collins, 38 in Vail, and 48 degrees in Grand Junction. Colder tomorrow with a chance of snow showers. This is CPR News and KRCC.